Transit radio station KX568 on the frequency of 162.450 megahertz. This service originates from the La Crosse, Wisconsin National Weather Service Office with the transmitter on the KIMP television tower near St. Edgar, Iowa.
Here is a look at some local temperature and precipitation data. At Twallow City, this afternoon's high was 88, this morning's low is 68, and no precipitation was reported during the past 24 hours. At Decorah, this afternoon's high was 88, this morning's low is 68, and no precipitation was reported during the past 24 hours. At Austin, this afternoon's high was 90, this morning's low is 70, and no precipitation was reported during the past 24 hours. At Mason City, this afternoon's high was 91, this morning's low is 69, and 12 hundredths of an inch of precipitation was reported during the past 24 hours.
The current time is 8:23 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
By mid-afternoon, showers and thunderstorms were moving through central and far northwest Wisconsin. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny conditions were observed. Temperatures by 3 p.m. were mostly in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. Warm and muggy conditions will persist through the remainder of the afternoon and into early evening with highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. Humidity will push the afternoon heat index up closer to the 100 degree mark. Be careful with outside plans throughout the day today. A cold front will sweep through the local area tonight with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of these storms may be strong to severe, with damaging winds and large hail. Lows tonight will be in the mid-60s to lower 70s. The rain will exit by Sunday morning, setting the stage for a breezy and dry day. Highs should top out in the 80s. At 8 p.m., at Mason City, it was clear. The temperature was 82 degrees. The wind was south at 15 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.86 inches and falling. At Austin, it was clear. The temperature was 82 degrees. The wind was southwest at 13 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.85 inches and rising. At Decorah, the temperature was 84 degrees. The wind was southwest at 7 miles an hour, gusting to 13. The pressure was 29.88 inches and rising. Elsewhere over northern Iowa, at Fort Dodge, it was clear, with a temperature of 84. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 81 at Charles City and 84 at Waterloo. At Clarion, the weather conditions were not available. In southeast Minnesota, temperatures were between 81 and 84 degrees. At Albertley, it was clear. At Rochester, it was partly cloudy. At Preston, it was mostly cloudy. Across the rest of the region, at Des Moines, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 87. At Sioux Falls, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 76. At Minneapolis, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 84. This is a summary of hazardous weather for the North Iowa and far southern Minnesota listening area. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 11 p.m. Saturday for Freeborn County. For more information, go to weather.gov/lacrosse. And now a look at your north central Iowa forecast. The rest of tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-60s. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 40%. For Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday night, clear. Lows in the lower 60s. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. For Monday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Once again, the forecast for rest of tonight. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-60s. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 40%.